Good evening. It is February 28th, 2015. The time is 6:07 p.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this last day of February 2015, and it couldn't end soon enough. It's been cold all this month, so nice to see you February 2015, but we'll see you later after today. And I want to get this audio in before 7, because that's the 7 o'clock, the way the audio is benchmarked over there on that program, formerly known as Audio Boo. That's midnight, I guess, over there in London town, over there in the UK. So I'm ending my day the way I started it, with an audio. And this morning's audio, I was talking about a new app that I was testing this morning for the first time, testing the waters, so to speak, of the app IFTTT, if this, then that, which I would said that, well, I said this morning, is a great app. I thanked at Top Gold and at R2 UK in that audio, but I forgot, as far as getting me to use the app and looking at what they were talking about and discussing on the Twitter feeds, and some very good cross feeds as far as utilizing it. And it comes about because of what the program formerly known as Audio Boo did this last week, as far as put up that little roadblock, and it sort of circumvents that to a certain extent, as far as posting up your audio and able to have a link that, if it's in your Twitter feed, especially if it's a third-party Twitter feed, I use Hootsuite, that now people can click on it, and if they're not signed in to that program formerly known as Audio Boo, or they're not prodded to go ahead and make an account to listen. And what do they say? They're using something about radio. Do you sign up for radio? I think I remember seeing couple days ago at Documentally saying, do we sign up for radio? And I would have to agree. So I don't understand that. But this is a good alternative. It's fun using this app. And I forgot to thank the one person that actually got me to download it a few weeks back when I was listening to his audio. And that's Big Rick. All one word. Thank you, sir. That was a very good audio. I downloaded it. I looked at it. And it was a little bit intimidating at first, until R2K and Top Gold were throwing a little discussion in there. And I looked at it and I said, yo, wait a minute, this isn't as hard as it looks. It's very easy and it's great. Of course, you just get the audio bar. And I seen some traffic there in the timeline saying that you don't get the full experience. Hey, it's about the audio. If there's a picture that's attached to it on some other program, such as the program formerly known as Audio Boo, or even iPadio, who cares? You got your Pinterest, you got all your other photograph posting places on this thing called the internet. As far as recording audio, it's about the audio, and that's what we need to remember. That's the experience, listening to the individual. If you want to see pictures, go over to Pinterest or Instagram. Yeah, Instagram, which I don't have an account on either or. I do have a Flickr. But anyway, thank you, Big Rick. I greatly appreciate it, and I'm having fun with this, and I'm looking at how it works with RSS feeds, to where I'm going to be looking at individuals I do listen to and want to listen to and want to be notified. It's I can get be notified at work now through email, which is great. I can do other things with this app that is just phenomenal. It's a great app, and I just love it because I'm able to use, I don't know if you would call this a third-party app in use in conjunction with audio. I don't know. Maybe Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold could enlighten us on that. I'm not sure if it. I know Hootsuite's a third-party app, and I can't click on a link with that roadblock up there, the dreaded kiss of death of audio. And I notice I put pop up. I looked back at my previous tweets, and I put poop up. And that's I said, that applies, so I left it. It's all in good fun. So I am continuing to use this. I think when I finish this audio, it will, because I have my recipe of on the If This Then That app, and it's activated. And there is a little bit of delay. I seen in a Twitter posting there by Top Gold that he was experiencing a little bit of a delay. And I guess that's just the normal way things are using this. It's going to be a little, so it gets posted up. And I think it was no more than, say, 10, 15 seconds before I saw my audio go up this morning. So I am really liking about it. What the capabilities with this app. I've been thinking about it all day. Couldn't wait to get home to do this audio before 7 o'clock Eastern time here to get it done before the midnight hour of Greenwich Mean Time. And just to be able to say thank you, Big Rick, on pointing me to a very, very good, useful app that really enhances my experience dealing with audio now, and it's fun. And when things are fun, you use things more and you stitch stuff together. And I like this app because it enables you to do that a little more seamlessly. So that's about all I have as I end this audio here on this last day of February. And we'll be seeing you all in the next month of March, and hopefully spring will be right around the corner with some warmer weather here in the Empire State of New York. Y'all have a good one. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.